You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, it's Scott McKenzie with Industrial Talk, and I am so glad that you are here. I know your time is very important, so we're going to make this very tactical, very quick and to the point. We're going to continue to build on that industrial leader and the components associated with that individual. But first, I've got to semi-apologize. I was not here last week because I was in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we were kicking off the Reliability Radio program, and that podcast is specific to all those reliability, asset management, and maintenance professionals. I gotta tell you, man, it was fantastic. So go out there. If you have any interest in that profession, reliabilityweb.com, they'll set you up. So this week, I'm gonna be a little bit more open and honest about who I am and what I'm all about. I'm gonna show a little tender side of me. And I know that we've covered a lot. So we're going to catch up a little bit this week. We're going to continue to post some more. But this week we're going to talk about purpose, and I'm going to share with you a little insight into that aha moment that I had one time when I was looking at, or I don't know, it was an unusual time, but I'll make sure that I touch upon that. So let's just back up a little bit. Let's talk about what we have already covered briefly, because I want to make sure, because one of the problems I always have is I'm very impatient, and I know the people who know me, it's a joke, because I'm always sort of wound tight, I'm impatient, I want to get going, and I know that you guys have the same sort of desire to get your information and get moving on. So let's dive on in. The first one and the first dojo that we talked about is correct thinking. We got to get past that fear of failure and all those other components. If you haven't heard about or been at that podcast, go out there. It's correct thinking. It's industrial dojo. The next one is, of course, the positive outlook. We've got to have that positive outlook. Let's see the good. I'm not trying to be a meme, but let's see the good in people, in our situation, and be positive out there at work. I mean, there's a ton of stuff. So once again, building a leader, correct thinking, always has a positive outlook. And now we're going to dive into purpose. So I was running a terminal company and pretty much had all the trappings. This is my tender moment. This is my opening up to everybody. So now you get to know me a little bit more. But nonetheless, I'm sitting there in my office and I came to the realization that, did I reach the top? Did I achieve what I'm supposed to be achieving, whatever that might be? And I remember just breaking down and just realizing, this can't be it for life. This can't be it for me. I'm thinking to myself, what am I not doing? I've got a great job. I got a great opportunity. I got all this stuff and all these things, but I still felt empty. And I just share that with you because a gentleman by the name of Jim Witt changed my life. We had a conference, and it was in Houston, and he came in and he talked about purpose. And that purpose was something greater than you, something more noble. And I sat there. And for you guys who get the purpose, you're thinking, so what? For me, it was just that moment in time in my life that I was able to realize I didn't have a purpose. I didn't have something greater than me. All I was doing is working and, you know, living the good life, I guess you could say. But I didn't have that richness of life. And I just came to the conclusion that because of Jim Witt, and there's his book behind me. If you're looking at the video, it's a Transformation, Power of Purpose. Great book. If you're finding yourself struggling with defining what that purpose is, you got to get that book because it did. It laid things out. And so from now on, whenever I start a company or do the podcast or whatever it might be, it always has a focus on purpose first and foremost. So let's talk a little bit about that. For me personally, it's that internal, that intrinsic, that desire to do much better for people, other focus. And so for me personally, I remember looking at a meme that, and I, like I said, I'm not a meme guy, but it's difficult not to look at the individuals within history that have changed the world through their purpose, through their passion, but that unwavering purpose of doing better for others. It's always others. So I think of, and I challenge you to think of those individuals that are within history that have truly changed the world for the good. And for me personally, I've always looked at Mother Teresa. Here is a lady who had dedicated her life for the sole purpose. Her purpose was to love the unlovable, was to sacrifice her life for others, which is just an amazing purpose in life. And I don't know personally, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could go to the streets of Calcutta and do what she did, but she did. And talk about something that is so, I don't know, awesome. So here's a quote that I always draw upon and that I always think about. And I think that you can find these out there all day long, and you find those heroes that are impacting your life. But this one is, do things for people not because of who they are or what they do in return, but because of who you are. So I want you to think about that. So it's always about the other. It's always about something bigger than you. And when you can define what your purpose is, the realization of becoming that leader, that sacrificial leader, because that's what we really want to be. But in the industrial space, that is so important, because what you're dealing with in the industrial realm are people who are in various states of life. And as a leader, your first and foremost responsibility, of course, is to serve them, is to help them, is to help them be the success that they want to be. And once again, it's never about you. It's always about the other. And so this day, I challenge you to find Jim Witt's book. And if you're struggling with purpose, if you're struggling with that focus, if you're sitting there thinking, doggone it, I'm a manager, director, VP, president, whatever it might be, and yet there's this emptiness, I guarantee you, everything falls under purpose. If you don't have that right and defined properly, I guarantee you, things just sort of semi-fall apart. So that intrinsic, that love to really help people, find that out. Because I got to tell you, what we have, what we've got, we're very fortunate. So once again, correct thinking, right? That's important. We've got a positive outlook, right? And then we've got just a rock solid purpose. And so as we start to build these leaders, you'll start to get a better understanding of where you fit. Because really, what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish within this industrial dojo is equip you, the individual, to be able to have that successful career in the industrial space, but really to fill that funnel with opportunities that everyone benefits. Win-win. And so we start going down this. I've got a ton of other information that will be forthcoming. And as you continue to sort of think through it and take this stuff seriously, I guarantee you, you will be a better leader, and then you will continue to fulfill those dreams in your life because you're thinking right, you've got that positive outlook, people are not bringing you down, and you got that purpose. So tomorrow, we're going to talk about the well-being of people and that genuine desire to help people, okay? So thank you. I challenge you on that. Look at purpose. Have that positive outlook. And doggone it, have that correct thinking, because I got to tell you, it's everything. So once again, thank you very much. Have a great day. Be safe. I'll talk to you tomorrow.